Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. We're nearing the end of July, and holy cow, has this summer flown by, but been a beautiful summer if you like getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill or smoker, because parts of this state are needing rain, others are getting too much, but at the end of the day, there's been some beautiful nights when you roll in from work and fire up that grill and throw something on for the family and stays light till, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and whew, man, these are great days.
Good year to have a pool.
Yeah.
I'm looking on Facebook, my friends are around the country, and I notice an awful lot of people putting in-ground pools in this year. And I suppose a lot of my friends are in the pool business, so it might be heavily influenced that way. But I've just got buddies
who you talk to.
I've had buddies that have never had a pool that are putting pools in their backyards, and their kids are even gone.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, why not make your backyard everything you want it to be?
Right. When you can afford it, because the kids are all gone now. They're through school, and it's like, hey, I've always wanted one of these.
Yeah.
Rather than a lake house, you put a pool in your backyard.
Well, this guy's, one of my buddies is right on Lake St. Clair, and he's putting a pool right between his house and the beach.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to swim in Lake St. Clair or not, right?
But, well, it's got some pretty good-sized muskies in there.
Right,
you might want to watch yourself.
Must be. You want to swim in your backyard.
Hey, then. Speaking of wildlife, our buddies up at the Tales of Wagon Acres Hunting Preserve are doing their 11th annual disabled vets and law enforcement hunt. They're adding law enforcement to this as well because those guys are under siege right now. God help them. So 11th annual disabled vet law enforcement free pheasant hunt. They're expanding it to 5 days. They're going to have 1,200 birds, okay? This is Chuck, and you met Chuck Connell before.
I have.
And my buddy Tim up there, and just a good group. They asked for a one-time donation if you want to help, and you can go and check out a way to donate with them. Well, you can send me an email, and I'll send you this PDF, but you can also go to preservehunt.com, and Chuck will send you the same donation.
If you remember a couple of years ago, Barbecue Bob and I did a live remote from up there, and this is so cool because these are guys that can't, that are not able-bodied. They can't get out in the field by themselves, and they've got these little, they almost look like a little bobcat on tracks.
They're on tracks.
But it's not a wheelchair, but it's a chair that when they approach the bird, and they do this with pointing dogs, which is so cool because the dogs will hold a point, just like Gibby. But when the dog goes on point, the chair, they can stand the chair up, and it supports them enough that if they're can shoulder a gun,
that's right,
they can shoot the gun from the chair.
So if you have a disability, by all means, don't feel like you can't go up there.
Right.
This thing will take care of you. It's September 23rd through the 27th. It's Tales of Wagon Acres. It's in Marion, Michigan. You can contact them at preservehunt.com or send me and Jop an email. We'll forward on the information to you. But it's open to all vets, all disabled vets, and law enforcement. It's a wonderful organization, and we're going to try and make it there. I think I'm out of town that weekend.
If you're a bird hunter, it's one of the coolest things you.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They got chuckers and pheasants and partridge. Yeah. It's very cool.
Definitely going
to
be
fun to watch.
Yeah, that's it. It's fun to watch. That's exactly
so,
right.
So you know, we're talking about cool material for the grill, and you have to go to coolmaterial.com to find that. It's a great website. If you've never been there, go to coolmaterial1word.com and then /cool list, 12 great grill gadgets. Say that 3 times fast or drunk.
Right.
You can't do it. Here's what caught my eye, dude. Motorized hot dog griller.
Motoring your dog.
Here's why. A couple weeks ago, I was up at the American Legion Post. I'm a member at 311, and I have to grill for the guys.
There's
a bunch of older guys. We've got a Weber kettle, and they got these, unfortunately, ballpark Franks, mm-hmm. and I'm using briquettes with lighter fluid.
They're challenging you,
did everything, brother, against my grain. And I'm not used to using briquettes, and I figured they suck so bad I'd throw extra in there. Well, I had this thing so hot, and it's little bitty tongs. I'm trying to turn these hot dogs.
Burning knuckles, not dogs.
I'll tell you
huh?
what, if you have this motorized hot dog griller, if you got to do a bunch of hot dogs, you throw this thing on the grill, And honestly, hot dogs are a little bit of a pain in the butt because you're doing a bunch of them, and you got to turn each one a little bit, little bit, little bit. No, you get this thing; it hooks right onto your rotisserie action, and it'll just cook a bunch of hot dogs for you. And it's only like $39.
So it's kind of like if you walk into the gas station,
exactly,
right? And those nasty little tubular things
they're
that
not
they
nasty.
Sell you to eat.
They're not nasty.
They are at the gas station.
No hot dog is nasty.
It's the machine that's there.
I'm talking about. We have one that we use for when we have to do the events at the high school stadium when we. You know, the Boosters Club. We have a big electric one.
A roller?
Yeah.
A dog roller?
And I'll tell you what, those things work really nicely. This would just give you a little smoke with it. So you go to coolmaterial.com and you can find it. They also have a nice little thing there, and there's a picture here for you, Jop, so you can follow the bouncing ball.
By golly, there is.
It's a
now,
gas
watch. If you can't see it at home, it's because we're on the radio, Bob.
It's a gas watch propane level indicator. That's kind of cool because my wife texted me the other night and said, we just ran out of a deck's all tore apart, so I'm using my portable. Well, she ran out of gas.
Running out of gas in the middle of a cook.
Fortunately, I've got a couple extra tanks there. She was okay, but had I looked at that or told her about it, she could have got her cook done without having to swap tanks in the middle of it.
Well, and plus this is a safety thing too because it also detects leaks. And so you don't have to like light a stogie and hold it down there by the valve. And
right.
Hope you don't go blow. But
which is impossible, by the way.
It's just an inline gauge, but it measures the pressure in the tank, and the gauge is calibrated in such a way that you know how much gas you got left. But a lot of guys will lift it up, but you know if you don't do that real often, you don't know what an empty tank weighs versus a partially empty tank. So you end up not using all the gas, too. You don't ever want to run out, but you want to use most of it.
Exactly.
This is a great little gadget.
Yep. And the next thing I thought of you. This is totally you, dude.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that the grill slinger?
Yeah. Barbecue tool belt.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
You'd just be like John Wayne out there. You strap this thing on. Look, you got your knives on there. You can throw your tongs in there.
I'm thinking it's looking more like village people than it is John Wayne.
You can put your thermopen in there. And, you know, maybe you've got a dad or a brother or a cousin or something that needs a nice little gift for their birthday. That's kind of a cool thing. If you've got limited grill space, you can throw this on, and let's say you need to throw your knife and a couple things in a little tool belt, because basically like a carpenter's belt, but you put your knives and a few things in it, and you can go out to the grill, and you still got you don't have to hold everything. You got room for your cold one.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's you, man. I can see you tilted to the side, one side tied to your leg, your big old Bowie knife on there.
I got a big old bow of something here. I don't know what it's going on, but I'm pretty sure I've spent a little bit of time in front of the grill and never had to quick draw out of a holster my spatula to make it happen.
So those are some cool things you can, and it's just a cool site. It's called Cool Material. Another good one is Meathead. If you ever check out Meathead, he's got a lot of cool stuff online. Good guy. He actually writes very honest reviews. I have a lot of respect for his blog, and he has a huge following, and it's an online deal. He sells a ton of stuff, but there's actually a lot of great input. So there's some cool places you can go online to get some of this stuff that's a little bit out of the ordinary.
Yeah, Google any of this stuff. You'd be amazed. Well, you're not amazed because you know everybody does it, but the Amazon carries their, you know, because they source it from everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So they're kind of an aggregator of all of this stuff.
I've never smoked an aggregator before.
Well, you got to light it twice. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Dude, I was looking through this magazine, and I found the Weber kettle was built in 1952. The inventor, George Stephen, manufacturing buoys when he was inspired to cut one in half, add vents, and put a grate in it. It's the original Weber kettle. That thing used to be floating on Lake Michigan, dude.
If you say so. There's probably a few of them in the bottom of Lake Michigan,
well,
too.
Well, the Weber Stephen Company is probably the biggest grill manufacturer in the world. And there's nothing better than a Weber kettle. When I was cooking for the American Legion, it was on a Weber kettle.
Sure.
Just a beautiful little grill.
Briquettes, made a hot fire, and you got the dogs done, right?
Yeah, they
were. No motorized griller needed.
They'll make a turd.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about how important it is to measure your heat. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.